You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, first off, apologies for last weekend. No HMTs got put out, but I had to go ahead and take some time to relax and prepare for today's rant. Yes, gentlemen, today is the day. Election day. The future, or should I say, at least the next 4 years, yeah, things are about to get interesting either way. Now, of course, there have been some shenanigans that have been afoot already in the form of ballot box burnings, and there have been some people who've been double voting in some areas. Yeah, it would appear that the RNC actually found out that some places had double votes. Yeah, we all know that the shenanigans were going to be afoot. However, there's always been one question that's been like a tiny shard of glass, you know, in the back of my mind. Why did all of a sudden the party that has made its entire argument on Trump bad and early termination decide to take a detour and decide to try to court black men? There's always been a question there. However, I don't think they were trying to actually court black men so much as they were trying to set up the fall guy. Yeah. Remember, gents, sometimes the simplest answer tends to be the most correct answer. Now, think about it. All of a sudden, Cackling Kamala is put forth as a quote unquote black woman, which that woman is about as black as I am Chinese. But of course, they had to make sure to go to the old plantation minded guard, which there are a lot of younger black men who are saying, no, the fear tactics are not going to work. Yeah, the whole, well, Trump's going to put us back in slavery. Why didn't he do it when he was president before? And besides, do you really think in 2024 that a president is actually going to be able to say to the entirety of the black American population, you guys are going back into slavery? Yeah, right. No. But once again, it's all about fear tactics. But we have to look at some numbers real quick. And of course, these numbers are coming from the census website. Yeah. Why in the world are they trying to court the smallest group of people? Black men are only 7.7% of the population. The entirety of the black American black population is only 13.7. Now, when you look at Hispanics alone outnumber us at 19%, then you have whites who are 75.3% of the American population. Now, we can split that down the middle and say half would be white women and the other half white men. Then you split that down the middle. And guess what? That number still is more than 13 0.7. So, why? Well, like I said, in my humble opinion, they were trying to set up the fall guy, the patsy, if you will. Now, of course, you had all these bought and paid for black celebrities come out and try their best to push the message. Oh, she's a black woman. Huh, your mama's black. You don't want to see a black woman in power. Yeah, basically what they're trying to do is, how can I put this? They're trying to ghettofy the entire nation by putting a woman in the White House. No. There are a lot of people who have a lot to say about that. Yeah, right. No. Now, here's how the scenario is going to play out. If she wins, of course, black men are going to be put right back to the back of the line as usual. Okay, y'all helped us win. Now we're going to go back to treating you like utter and total shit. Oh, correction. It's not like we treated you good in the first place, but you were useful idiots. So go back into that box until we decide to call for you again. That's if she wins. Now, if Trump wins, stand by, black men, because you're going to be the one to get blamed. Mm-hmm. Even though you're only 7% of the population, you're still at fault. It's your fault that Kekkel and Kamala didn't win. So yeah, be ready to be the whipping boy. Yeah. So, in my humble opinion, gonna reiterate, it was never about courting black men to get them to vote for her. No. It was all about setting up the patsy in case she doesn't win. But yeah, that's neither here nor there. Personally, you guys know, I casted my vote. I voted for number 45, hopefully number 47. And I gave my reason why. And of course, we all know, so many black men of the older generation, they want to stay on that Democratic plantation. Why? Because they want to be comfortable. As Minister Jap put out in a series of videos a long time ago, the old comfortable Negroes. Yeah, that's all they have. Identity politics and symbolism. That's enough for them. Us who have awakened, we want more than that. Oh, the first woman president. She's a black woman. No, the fuck she's not. No. We want tangibles. You're not giving us tangibles? Okay, cool. Then we're going to take our vote elsewhere. Yeah, the fact that there have been households in which wives have literally divorced their husbands over this is outright insane. However, I suspect nothing less, or expect nothing less than from a bunch of brain dead people who simply want to follow. Not think for themselves, they just want to follow. They want to be told what to do because it's easier that way. Well, yeah. But gentlemen, if you're in a situation to where in your relationship, you guys are butting heads over this, you know, do what you will. My humble opinion, yeah, kind of go ahead and leave her alone. Let her go. If she feels so strongly about this, then okay, cool. Let her go. Let her walk out that damn door and shut it behind her. Because that's a series of problems that you do not need. Especially if Kekkel and Kamala wins. Oh, you know she's going to really run over the top of you. You don't want that. You don't want those problems. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think about this election? How do you think it's going to go? Personally, hopefully, Trump's going to win it and delay the inevitable. Just saying. If Kaklyn and Kamala gets it, if they manage to pull out some major cheat and she gets it, prepare for the decline. Things are going to get way, way more interesting, especially if she has to actually go and talk to some of the other world leaders. But it all remains to be seen. Well, one way or another, all of this pandering and all that shit, it's going to be over tonight. And I can't wait. So, for all you people out there who really, really, really think that politics is about you, need to understand something. The political power that you've been led to believe that you have, that is already gone out. Feminism, which we know is interwoven into all politics, that's going to end up going out right along with it. Especially when things get real, real bad. And trust and believe, in my humble opinion, if Kaklyn and Kamala gets the House, you're going to see how bad things go really quickly. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.